welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We are all fresh off of the Raleigh meetup weekend, so I have no voice. And
me neither. This is going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. And I haven't slept in like 4 days, so yay!
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know how you did that. That is incredible. Honestly, like, I forgot, you know, that, like, I was flying back on Monday, which means that the next day is Tuesday, which is recording. I had, like, in my mind, I was thinking we had, like, a day between the weekend and recording. And then I was like, oh, this is just a never-ending, like, broadcast is basically what's happening.
Yeah. I've been having a real hard time with the idea that it's Tuesday today. Uh-huh. Like, all day. It's been a real, real struggle. Like, and tomorrow is Wednesday?
Yeah.
Is that Tuesday, Wednesday?
I had a moment of panic before we started recording this because Sherry posted, who was a newbie this year.
Yeah,
that was delightful to meet. She posted the thread in the Jane Jack Facebook group for Survivor, and I saw it and I was like, oh my God. Did I forget to watch Survivor tonight? Am I doing the wrong podcast right now?
No, but thanks to this weekend, I feel like I could watch tomorrow's episode of Survivor.
And, oh, I know.
And really good to go. I'll just jump right in there. I'm caught up. We're good. Edge of Extinction. I'm on this.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, how is it going since I've seen you all yesterday and recorded the patron show with you guys an hour ago?
Right.
Well, I'm unpacked.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, I unpacked within 2 hours of being home.
That's incredible.
Very nice.
Yeah. So that felt really good.
Uh-huh. I've totally adopted that now, too. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, don't you feel so much more like just relaxed and zen and just like it's a good flow.
Yep.
Your apartment's put together. Yeah.
Yep.
I highly recommend it.
Cool.
So yeah, I unpacked. I exercised yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel real good about that.
Good for you. I have not exercised and I am probably not exercising for the rest of this week because I am tired.
You have babies to lift up. I do not, so I go to the gym and I lift heavy things.
To be
fair, lift heavy humans.
The heavier one walks. Amanda got her exercises.
But I don't think he'd fight you if you picked him up every now and again.
No, he
just wouldn't. You know, do some squats with it, and there you go, full body workout.
He would love that. But you got your workout this weekend when we went to Zach's first T-ball game, and Amanda came along and was in charge. She was on Alex duty, and you know. General craziness because that kid has a mind of his own, and he would run off in one direction towards the soccer field, and he would get to the goal where the big kids were playing, and then Amanda would run up and bring him back, literally kicking and screaming.
And, well, it wasn't that bad.
And then, well, it wasn't you that he was kicking and screaming about. It was that he wasn't getting to play with the big kids. And then she would put him down, and then we'd run across again. At one point, he ran onto the field, and Amanda, like a champ, was there.
Yep.
Yeah. Which I love that
Auntie Beauty for sure.
Yeah.
That's one of the highlights of my weekend. The game was super fun.
Aww.
It was so fun to watch Zach and his
really
teammates
cute.
Play. It was like everything I thought little kid T-ball would be and more.
Yeah. It was really
and,
cute.
And like, Alex is just the coolest. He's just such a brave kid.
That kid has no fear.
No fear at all. We could all be a little more like Alex.
Could we, though? Because how many times did he, like, roll around and hit his head this weekend? Because he was
he's like, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Aww.
So, anyway, good time. trying to think. Oh. So, anybody have any crazy, like, stories for the airport or anything? Or recovery? How are you recovering?
No, like, my flights were pretty uneventful coming over. I think I even talked about this in Raleigh, but, like, actually, maybe I talked about it on the live show, but I honestly can't remember. I finally watched Free Solo on the plane over.
Right. You were telling me while we were waiting for Greg to pick us up at the airport.
Oh, okay. So, Frank had seen that in the theater and really loved it and was like telling me, and I thought it would be too scary for me. It's not.
Spoiler.
It's fine. You can watch. I just thought too, like, I don't know if you're not super fond of heights, but it wasn't that bad at all.
Okay.
But I can definitely see the case for watching it on IMAX because I was watching it on my phone through the like airplane app and their Wi-Fi and stuff. So like it wasn't as majestic, but you know, it is still very moving. But I got through the whole movie like just totally fine. And then I started watching Lion King and it was like opening credits and I was just like holding back tears, just like sniveling, had no Kleenex, was just a mess for like the rest of the flight. And then when I was flying back, once again had the movie selections and I was like, oh, I still had like, I don't know, 20 minutes of Lion King left. Like I should finish that. Again, just like, whoa. I don't know what it is about the Lion King, but damn.
It is very,
it's very touching.
It's a very moving story. Glad you had that experience.
Yeah, that's about it. I was casually, like pseudo a little bit sexually harassed on my way back. Like arrived in Monterey, got off the plane, and like the dude who was standing next to like outside. So it was, we like got off the ramp. And the person employed at the airport who was standing next to the little cart thing with like all of the rolly bags you like check there. I was the last person off the plane. So I was the last person to get my thing. And he was like standing there and he was like, oh, good evening, beautiful. Or like something that like could either be super creepy or just like endearing, but you're not really sure. And yeah. I was like, hi.
Yep. Nope.
Hi.
Was his name Ed? JK.
Grab my bag, like turned around, started walking towards the airport. And he was like, oh, and you have a nose ring. Nice nose ring.
Oh, then it's like, creepy. Dude. We're not endearing anymore.
Not
today.
Not today.
Officially don't really feel safe anymore. I'm going to go into the airport as quickly as I can and get the fuck out of here. But that's about it.
Cool. Yeah. Now that you say that, I remember I had a similar weird thing coming back from the airport.
Really?
So I was cheap and I took the AirTrain home.
Oh, you did? I told you to do the Uber.
I made a big – my critical fail was I looked up how – to get home from like the back end of JFK and like it's a half mile from gate to exit. So it skewed me. I ended up going the train route, which is like two trains and three trains. It's a lot. But as I get on the Long Island Railroad, I'm on like a practically empty train and this kid gets on and sits in the seat like next to me, you know, like this is how you have the train seats that like face each other. All the other seats are empty. And this kid sits next to me and like blocks me. So like I couldn't get out.
Like kid, are we talking like 16 year old or?
Probably 19.
Okay.
Probably 19, probably no younger or no older than like 22.
Okay.
But didn't get the weird creeped out, like, spidey sense feeling. So I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to be okay here.
Yeah.
So, like, I texted with Daniel. We were, like, texting the whole time. And I, like, had my eye on him. And, like, it ended up being fine. But, like, it just, like, it sucks that, like, as a woman that that's immediately things that we have to think about. That, like, oh dear, like, make sure he gets off the train first. Make sure he's always in front of me, like just in case this is like he's trying to follow me home.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as a dude, because your kind does this shit, like he should know. Don't sit like in the empty train. Don't sit right next to like the only chick in the train.
Yeah,
it was other seats.
Yeah, it was super weird.
Be conscious of others.
Yeah, I had a similar experience recently too, and it was one of those where, like, I did the stop to text and then let that person walk past me. And it was within the last few days, and I can't now think of it was. But, yeah, you guys are right.
Yeah. Other than that, though, totally uneventful, you know.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yep. It was like, yeah. Yeah. Great weekend. Sad to leave, you know.
Yeah.
Made it, had my first day back at work today. And of course, like, got the question of like, oh, where'd you go? Oh, I went to North Carolina to visit a friend. And just, you know, you just like leave it at that.
Yeah. It's too much to try and explain.
Yep.
Wore long sleeve shirts to cover up my fading.
Oh, mine started to, I scratched my arm last night without thinking and scratched like a line through it. So I was like, well, I guess now I kind of have to take it off. And had one of my monthly luncheons for work today anyway. So
yeah.
Which, speaking of, shout out to my friend Carmen who listens, because she came up to me and was like, I was listening this morning to the live show and they missed so many opportunities for, that's what she said, with the bar ordering stuff. And I was just like screaming at them to do better.
Well, I do. I mean, I believe in the feedback, there was a request for this to come back next year. I think that it definitely should. And I do think that people now have a year to think about it.
Yes. They do.
And I think they'll bring their A game.
And if JP is there, the A game is already there. Let's be honest.
Yeah, yes. 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 JP, MVP, most valuable MVP.
And
yes,
Maggie. And Maggie was awesome. Like,
most valuable JP.
Most valuable
yes, JP. MVJP.
MVJP. Let me write that down in my possible episode titles. MVJP. But yeah, I guess, are we just gonna get into this talk?
I guess we should.
I think we should.
All right, yeah. But before we get into the weekend, let's stop and thank the patrons, because as we've said before, I think the patrons were what made Amanda and Shandy coming to Raleigh possible.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So thank you all. We have some good stuff that we do every month for the patrons, and it's network-wide. $5 or more, we have bonus content. The broadcast does bonus content once a month of stuff that I've cut out of the episode, and we just recorded one of them right before we started this. For the $15 or more, there is live show options. I do a mini Survivor podcast with my son Zachary, who's going to be 5 in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to cry because he starts kindergarten in exactly 2 months, July 9th. Yeah. He was 2 years old when we started this show. Literally.
Oh my gosh.
We started this we recorded our first episode the day after his second birthday.
Oh my gosh.
That's insane.
I know, it's crazy. But Zach and I, so Zach likes to watch the challenges, so we do a challenge cast every week for that. And we might just randomly watch challenges from other seasons and keep it up.
Oh my God, yes. I'm there for that.
I think you should. I would watch this. I would do this.
But anyway, yeah, so we do that for the patrons. Ramblecast does extended stuff every week. Jay and Jack show, they're actually due for one. So that will get taken care of. I don't know what Game of Thrones is doing, but I'm sure they're doing... Game of Thrones has the... So Dennis made this awesome... If you are a fan of Nick, Dennis went through all the old Married Man shows that Nick was ever on and extracted the stories that he tells and then took out all the interruptions because, you know, Nick can't get through a fucking story without Boston or Jack, or Tim, interrupting him.
That's a name that is not familiar to me.
So he went through and took out all of that to make them like cohesive stories. And it's awesome that he did that. Yeah,
it's amazing. And he made album covers.
He made album covers.
The funniest thing. I love it.
We are not worthy.
I know. Dennis is the best.
To Dennis.
So Dennis is the best. And yeah. Yeah. Anyway, thanks, patrons. If you want to be patron, go to patreon.com/JanDeck. You might have to go become a patron because, spoiler alert, we do play the clip to find out what brothers in arms means.
True story.
Truth.
But anyway, happened. We got through that. Thank you. I guess I'll kick this off with the same thing I kicked off the live show with a turtle update. We have a new turtle in the pond since yesterday.
Oh.
This, I mean, big ass, big yellow belly slider. We think it's a yellow belly slider. Jay was watching turtle videos.
Sounds delicious. He does. Yeah.
What makes them, do they like,
well, Jay,
like to go down hills? Like, what makes them a slider?
I don't know. I think.
Do they coast across the water? Really? Do they Jesus across the water?
I'm not the one watching the videos on them, okay? I'm down here with you assholes recording a podcast. And you know what? Once upon a time, I would have Googled it. But this time, I'm going to make you bitches Google it yourself.
What turtle Jesus's across the water? Hold up.
Come right up. Yellow belly slider turtle.
Yeah. It's huge. Like, it is the size of, like, this computer screen. It is and it just popped up today.
Oh, they're pretty.
Yeah.
I've seen those before.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe at a zoo. I don't know. They look familiar. Wow. These ones are real pretty.
And real big. That's what she's...
I don't know. Some of these pictures are small. Oh, wow. This one's got two heads. That's really creepy.
This one has one.
Well, that's good. That seems like normal.
Anyway, yeah. So Jay thinks that it's a female that's just passing through on the way to like go lay her eggs or whatever, because it's mating season for, I guess.
Ooh,
it's mating season for some of them. So anyway, yeah, she's staying at the Airbnb turtle pond out there.
Nice.
So. And apparently Lisa, everybody now knows about Lisa Turtle here. She was, the guest was chilling on the log, and Lisa like went on top of her.
Okay. Yeah.
Lisa's like, there is only room for one bitch up here.
Yeah, either that or she was doing the mating thing wrong.
Lisa's like,
well, she was doing it right. But...
here.
Well, you know, I did go to that exhibit in New York when I was there that one time that I first met Amanda.
Museum of Sex.
Yes, Museum of Sex. And there's that exhibit about animal sex, and there's a lot, just a lot of gay sex going on in the animal kingdom.
Which is fine. So. That was a terrible joke by me because I was referring to, like, whatever, the Mike Pence variety. But
maybe she just needed a break. She's like, all I got here is freaking Mitch.
Oh,
Mitch isn't down.
Lindsey Graham, the turtle, made an appearance today too. Again, they all. Oh, Raph is back. The other one, Jay, was like, "Oh my god, Raph came back!" And this painted turtle is here. It was like they heard there was a party, but they were a day late.
Well, they're turtles. They're slow.
Shandy, that might be the funniest thing that you've ever said, and you're rarely funny.
But ching. I'm just really impressed that you guys can actually like tell them apart and remember them and be like, that one's Lisa, one's Mitch.
We've stared at them a lot. Also, thanks to the pond, I've seen frogs having sex, and it is disgusting.
How do they have sex?
They mount on the back like doggy style, and it is fucking disgusting.
Froggy style!
Oh my god, twice in a row!
On fire! Just give me animals, and that's apparently
my genre.
Yeah.
I might have to put froggy style as a potential episode title.
I think that's good. I think that's wise.
Yeah, and it is, I mean, as I told Amanda, because we were talking about this the other day, I was like, I'm not really a prude, but I'm okay with never seeing that again.
But, like, do frogs have penises?
I don't know. I didn't watch a video on it. I'm not Jay.
I mean, if there's mounting,
I think that... I don't know. I don't know. Somebody out there is screaming at me. Maybe, I don't know, somebody can like email me in with their turtle knowledge.
I'm not going to Google that one.
I will, fine.
I know well enough.
Turtles have penises. Oh, look. It comes up very quickly. Yes, they do. Wally Rack.
It does.
Oh, no, not turtles. Frogs.
Right.
Frogs have penises. Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, I Googled it, and the picture that comes up is what I saw, and I just, they don't have penises. They don't.
No, I have to.
No, still don't want to know. I would like to sleep tonight.
They do something with external fertilization, and that is all I am going to go into. But yeah, Zach was like, look, the mommy turtle is hugging the baby turtle. And I was like, uh-huh.
That's exactly what's happening.
That's like, totally, you're right. Look at that. That mommy and baby turtle love each other so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shetty's looking. Yeah, it was real gross.
Frogs and toads don't have penises.
Yeah.
So then how do they do make external. The things happen?
They do external.
During amplexus, the female discharges eggs, usually into water, while the male sheds sperm over the eggs. Interesting.
It doesn't seem terribly efficient.
But it works because there's a fuck ton of frogs in my pond.
Right. Who? What do I know?
The frog reproduction.
God, this episode has gone down a...
strange, strange path.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jenny looks all into it. All I know is I'm good with never seeing turtle humping again.
It's a long summer.
Long summer. Okay, weekend. We started out on whatever night it was, Friday night. As I know now, it's Friday, May 3rd. If you listen to the patron bonus episode, you'll get that. Friday, May 3rd. We went to Casa Carbone, which is the Italian restaurant that we generally meet at. So big thank you to Chip and Sarah for taking care of that reservation. And Chip for the wine. How good was his wine? I think because I drank a lot of his wine, that's why I was never hungover once, because it was like the good stuff. And my body was like, this is beautiful. You're wrapping us with this like beautiful silken... you know, silken wine of a buzz. That's wonderful.
It was very good. I'm missing it right now. I opened a bottle that I'm drinking now out of my honorary broad's wine glass, which we will get to. And it's very terrible wine. And I'm really regretting this decision.
It's
not
terrible.
Regretting the glass, regretting the contents of the glass. And really miss some Mim's distributed wine about now.
All right, so while we were at Casa, I'm trying to think. JP tricked us. I thought that I was getting something to make margaritas in the shower.
The margarita maker that you can put in your shower.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, not so a shower excited. Maker. And then...
it's awesome.
I'm trying to think what else happened on Friday.
We get ice cream.
You guys got ice cream.
I went to put Alex to sleep because Alex was done. The kid fell asleep, passed out in the restaurant.
That was so cute. He passed out hardcore.
Yeah. Alex he's on his schedule, and that was not in his plans. Mm-hmm. Nobody had penciled that in. what else happened on Friday? Everybody came out and hung out for a while. I think you guys left at like 2.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, it was like 2, and then trying to think. I don't know if there was anything super notable. We talked a little bit about the Mysterious Universe kind of stuff. I think people were trying too hard to recreate the magic of 2 years ago and the Titanic conspiracy. But it was fun, though.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. And then on Saturday, Saturday was kind of rough because my children were up at 6:30 and we went to bed at 2:30. Yay.
Yes.
I'm trying to think what else. Oh, you guys went to the museum, Shani.
Well, first I went to First Watch.
Oh, yeah. You were on First Watch.
How was it?
Well, so I went to First Watch and a bunch of us went to First Watch. We had two giant tables. It was really good. Like, it's a good breakfast place. I don't even understand what the debate is.
and then you guys went to the museum. Amanda and I were, what did we watch, like, fucking movies? Oh, like Captain America or something that morning.
Right, we watched Captain America. And we watched this really interesting video that broke down the music of Hamilton.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. We had a giant Hamilton weekend with Amanda, too.
Yeah, we like super nerded out. We went down a very interesting rabbit hole, but it was very enjoyable. Then we watched some T-ball.
Yes, we did.
Nice. I was going to go to the T-ball, but then people were talking about going to the museum, and I was like, I want to go to T-ball, but I want to go to the museum.
Nah, the museum is cool. You did geocaching.
Oh, yeah. I did geocaching. In between First Watch and the museum, JP took me to geocache. There was a geocache literally like in basically like at the edge of the parking lot of the hotel. It was just right there. So he showed me how it works, gave me some much needed clues. I wasn't like hungover or anything on Saturday, but I think my brain was still kind of
tired.
Adjusting. Yeah, waking up, adjusting, we'll say. So I was like heading to the forest and he's like, so it's metallic. So it's magnetic.
Not in the forest.
Magnetic. Yeah. So think of a place where, it would, like, if it's magnetic, where would that be? Trees! But no, that was really fun. And it was a good reminder because I know I had downloaded the app when we talked about it on the podcast and then just completely forgotten about it. And so now that I've had my first taste, I'll go exploring around here.
Yes. So we took Amanda and JP to geocache at Costco.
Then like you do.
Yeah. Yep. As it was hard. It was real hard.
That's what she said.
Yep.
Yeah. No, because you guys got a micro cache. And then.
That's also what she said. For her sake, I hope maybe.
What
not.
She sighed. That's what she sighed. Yeah.
Sorry to any of our listeners who may have a micro penis. I don't mean to make.
Yeah, fun. Sorry, we're just teasing.
How come? Micro cash. I don't know.
Moving on. Avoid the awkward. Avoid the awkward. Keep going. Tiny geocache in a tiny little space. It was very hard to spot. And then we
but
opened
Zachary
it.
Was the
and
one
the log
that
was like coiled up in there. Yeah.
And Zach was the one that spotted it.
Yeah, oh, he did. Bad. He did.
Nicely done.
I was never going to find that thing.
That's also what she.
Yep. This is never. It's never going to do it.
I'm writing down that's what she sighed on my episode title list.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Okay. Anyway, and then just to finish up the geocaching topic, I guess Drake brought a geocaching box that we need to figure out where to hide, and I should just put a whole bunch of honorary broad stuff in it because I've got so much extra, right?
Oh yeah,
because it's one of the boxes that you can hide things in. So I need to figure that out. But we went geocaching on Monday after you left, Shandy, from the museum because there was one on either side of the museum.
So cool.
So we all did it. And fun fact, I believe Dennis and Mary Ellen were saying last night that they took their boys geocaching like 20 years ago when it first started.
Oh my wow. God, before it was cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it was that old.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I believe it started in 2000. If I've read about it, you know, a little bit, not recently, but I believe it started around that 2000 mark.
What did you do back in the day? Like take a big like GPS thing?
Right. Yes.
A compass?
Yes, because no, you took a GPS thing because, and I only know this, the first one we found and then Kayla and Drink and I went to find the other one on the other side and we were there for like a half an hour and it was put there in 2004. We went all the way down to the bottom of the logs and I noticed that people were taking pictures because we never found it, but Drake and I went through the logs and read like all gazillion of them yesterday and we think we know where it was and it would be we were right where we were looking, but we think we missed the one spot in the place where we were looking that it had to have been. Because it was really tough. And you can ask Kayla because she was like all into it too. It was so funny. But anyway, yeah. So people were posting pictures in the log from back in like 2004, 5, 6, 7. And they had GPS like devices. Yeah. And I was like, that's what they did before cell phones. I just, assumed a compass.
Right. It's like a compass, a map.
Yeah. But now
I print the directions off the computer like it was MapQuest.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, super super cool though. Anyway, cool. Yeah, so team geocache, team Jack went geocaching. Awesome.
Totally.
Let's see what else. Then we all met up again at MIMS Distributing.
Yes.
So always fun. I love
which was great.
I love the tour. We took. The I had to post great. My pictures, but I took the obligatory Summer Shandy picture.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
I know. I need to send it to you. I'll post it. I'll send it to you, and I'll post it on the broadcast Instagram too.
Cool.
That was fun. I loved going to MIMS every year.
That was that's so much fun. I think it, for me, it was kind of like probably one of the highlights. I mean, it's hard. Like everything's a highlight.
It's all the highlight.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. It was great fun. It's just like dinner on Friday is so exciting and so much fun. And like, it's like everyone is like there, you know, just like arriving and there's that energy and stuff. But I don't know. I think it's like it's easier to mingle at MIMS because it's not a meal. So we're not like sitting at separate tables. And not that it's like hard to like.
No.
Yeah. But no, I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah. It is easier to mingle there because it's a huge space. Yeah. There's bar space, there's tables, there's games. Yeah. Like you can go from, if you're like me, I like to go from person to person to person. Like you can easily do that. You can even go and have some alone time if you really needed to because that room is so
really
damn
could.
Big.
Really
as I've said, their bathroom is so clean that I feel comfortable sitting on it without toilet paper.
Yeah,
so.
Nice. And I explored the men's bathroom and the women's bathroom. I went to both, so I can say they're both
equal
great.
Opportunity.
Oh, fantastic.
For a while, because we were like waiting. There was like a line of women waiting, and we're like, both bathrooms lock. So.
Yeah, who cares?
Just go to the men's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you can do now in North Carolina. No. I think.
Yeah. Also, like when you're like with a group of friends, like it really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Even if it doesn't lock, like
right. The only time we don't want to be going in that men's room is if Zachary took a dump in there before.
Oh, plus those bathrooms are so big. If someone were to open the door, I feel like they wouldn't even get it all the way through before you were like, someone's in here.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then the rest of the weekend where I lost my voice began at my house on Saturday evening. We all had pizza and then we did a live broadcast, which was so much fun. But I made the decision to eat a lot of pizza and I stopped drinking when we got home from MIMS. And then
Was smart.
I did not have a drink at the table for the live show. I just had the shots. So. Damn. Yeah, because at that point I was like, all right, well, you can't edit yourself in front of all these people. And, you know, you tend to ramble a little bit when you're drinking. So hold it together. you're going to do tequila on air. So the live show was so much fun.
It really was.
It was really fun. Tasia was listening to it today and she texted me and she was like, oh, my God, you were so drunk on the live show. I was like. Yeah, that checks out. Hopefully it checks out. Hopefully I didn't do anything too egregious. Because I do remember last year I was like nervous for the live show. So I was like super reasonable on Saturday. And like, you know, I wanted to like have my wits about me for a live show in front of people. That, you know, it's a new experience. This year I was like, fuck it. It's all good.
Let's loosen up those inhibitions. Let's have a freaking party.
And she did. She had all of the flavored seltzer and a bunch of tequila and then who knows what else. So I had a blast. I thought the live That's What She Said off was really fun and I would do it again next year. A really big thank you to our friends who were really good sports to get put on the spot like that and to play along. Yes. So thank you to Brian and JP and Mike and God and Greg and Matt. Matt Loves TV for Matt's What She Setting for being our moderator or our judge, rather. Who else? Maggie. I feel like there was a lot of great helpers in the audience that had some good stuff. Kayla, Scott had something funny. Elena was with the phone. JP was the ultimate sideliner, backseat driver, if you will. Mm-hmm. next year, we're definitely going to make Dennis go up there. And
oh my God.
I think we're going to have to. I think the world needs to hear that.
I mean, how did we not? How did we not make him?
I think like we tried to.
We just wasn't, you don't wasn't remember, but it. We tried to.
Yeah. But I think, Dennis, we're putting it out now. You have a year to prepare. You have a year to get comfortable with the idea. We know you can do it. We believe in you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I had a blast doing the show. And then we did karaoke, and karaoke was like the highlight of my night. Because
that was a good time.
I don't know. I feel like it was great. I have never gotten to do the karaoke really in the past because I was always running around upstairs, downstairs. But Mike's son was sick with a migraine upstairs, so we kept the lights off. So everybody was defaulted to having to hang out downstairs. So that was great for me because I did the karaoke. We all did the karaoke.
I've never done the karaoke. This was the first year that I really took advantage of it, and it was a lot of fun.
It was fun because we did what the Four Non Blondes song, "What's Up."
Yep.
Amanda and Jay and I did a lot of Hamilton.
Yeah, we did. Jana and I did some Little Mermaid.
You did. I have no voice because I did Shallow with Jay.
Yeah, it was very good.
It wasn't great.
It was very entertaining.
Well, as long as it was entertaining. But I rewatched I watched the video this morning, actually.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, ooh, I don't sound that good, but it was fun. And that's why I have no voice, because I was shouting it at the end. Because I was shouting it.
I think that's
it
how you sing that song. I think it's just meant to be shouted.
I think it is, too, because ain't nobody going to sing like Gaga, so you might as well go for it. And then when we were doing Burn from Hamilton at the very end of the night, Amanda, remember we were doing, like, Angry Eliza, and that was the rest of my voice going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're going to do that song, you've got to commit.
And Amanda and I committed. Like, we were there. We were, like, mad facing each other. And, like,
in
we were
character.
We were feeling it.
No.
Amanda was like, where's your matches?
And sing Dainty and Pretty. You go. No. You go hard.
You have to. It's like Shallow. It's like the Shallow of Hamilton.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Shandy did Lovey and Rose.
I started with that, and then I was like, no, this is not what I want.
Yeah, you did something else. Because you came up and told me about it. I didn't witness it in person, but you told me about it afterward, and I was so bummed I missed it.
I saw it.
It was totally worth telling people about. Oh, my God.
It was awesome. But so very, very drunk Shandy and a very, very drunk Gott did "These Boots Are Made for Walking" together.
Mm. It was there for that.
That was a
very
treat.
Entertaining.
Oh my God.
That was wonderful. Maggie and Jana did a whole bunch of Dr. Horrible at the end when you guys were upstairs outside with Brian and Kayla.
Oh.
They did a bunch of Dr. Horrible, which was also really fun. And then we did, oh my God. Renee and I, and maybe Elena was down there rocking the fucking karaoke mic too. We did Love Shack.
We did. Oh. We did Love Shack with Brian.
But we did Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood at the very end of the night.
Nice.
It was really random. It was really awesome. No, Elena was I can't believe that she was a superstar at the karaoke too. Scott, Eric, and Jay did something together too. Jay did a bunch of karaoke as well. I tried to get more people up. I really wanted to see Sherry up there doing it. And she would not do it. So you're on notice for next year, Sherry.
Look, all you have to do is have a little tequila. I don't usually do karaoke. I have to be a special kind of drunk to do a song.
She does. And she was four sheets to that special kind of drunk.
She pulled a few extra just to be safe. Just to like make sure you were well in the zone.
And she was. Shani, you did so much karaoke. Like somebody would. Oh, do you remember when we did Genie in a Fucking Bottle?
Yes, and you know why that song was even in my brain? Because I think the last time I did karaoke was probably in like 2010. And that was like my song.
We also did Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, that wow.
We did.
Did I choose that?
I was not there I for did. That.
I did that one because I was like,
oh, okay.
You know what
okay.
song I love? Because we did that at my bridal shower. No, my bachelorette okay. party.
Oh, right.
Remember, Amanda? That was super fun.
Yep. Where we practically got kicked out because you kept puncturing holes in the seats with
oh,
your heels.
Oh, I forgot about that. Sorry.
Oh, that was a fun night. Your bachelor really party was probably one of the best bachelorette parties I have ever been to.
Well, because you guys like were super fun and you did all the Miley with me in the karaoke. Yep.
It was so fun. It was simple and freaking fun.
It was really fun.
Oh, it was the best.
Yeah.
So good.
The only song we didn't get to was the Can't Wait to See You Again by Miley. That's another karaoke favorite of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to do more Lady Gaga, but every time I went up there to type it in, I got like shut down by somebody. Oh, Kayla did Baby Got Back.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Crowd pleaser. That's a good one.
Very crowd pleaser. Then Brian brought out the guitar for a live sing-along to Wonderwall.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Rob and Jana did Summer Nights. And I was like, Rob, you have a wonderful voice. I don't know. It was so much fun. I had, like, such a blast doing it.
Saturday was really, really fun.
Yeah.
It was. And then things started falling into my pond, and Gott went downstairs drunk to get it, except he went downstairs barefoot along the pond, and I was like, dude, snakes live in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And snakes come out, you know, like at nighttime sometimes, some of them. I don't know, dusk hours. Oh, I don't know. Gosh. They probably were gone at that point, but.
Or all the noise probably scared them off, yeah. But still, can never be too careful.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, we didn't talk about the Honorary Broad stuff. So we have Honorary Broad merchandise now.
And it's amazing.
It is so good. I think it went over really well. I think people were into it.
Yeah. We have some extras. We have a lot of extra stickers, temporary tattoos. So maybe I'll figure out a way if people want it to just mail it out. Because I can just stick a regular stamp on it and like send it because it's like, you know, stickers and tattoos. But we had wine glasses, beer steins, bottle openers, keychains, notebooks. We have a notebook left, I think.
Oh, man. Yeah. I meant to grab more before I left, but I, like, didn't want to go crazy.
Well, let me know what you want. I'll save it aside.
Because it's, like the point was that we were giving it to people.
Right. Yeah. I feel like I was trying to, like, be careful about it. Like,
magnets. We had magnets. So we still have some stuff left over. I posted pictures on Instagram, but we will also, we ordered that from like four different websites, all that stuff, but whatever we can put in the, janejack.com/store we will put that in the store and you can pick up some stuff. There are some awesome socks in there that I had made because I was trying to test it to see if I could set them to go off at like, you know, midnight on that night so I could be like, and then you can go buy it at chickenjack.com/store. But you couldn't, and I ended up setting it early, and I guess in that time while it was up before I like realized and took it down, Kayla saw it and she was like, yeah, I saw the socks.
Right. So,
yeah, good times.
Side note, it was so fun to see Kayla at the meetup because I had met her in person before. Well, and you guys had met her too. I mean, Kayla's met her at crazy. Comic-Con.
I had not. That was the first time Kayla and I got to meet.
Okay.
Nice. But it was fun because like we met one on one, but then like to like all be together was
it was
super fun. I still can't believe she's been listening to you guys since she was like 12.
Really, I know. Kayla's awesome. Like, she was definitely like a rookie of the year. Like,
yeah.
Like, was down. Yeah, it was awesome. And I hope she can come back next year.
Yes.
We had the newbies were great. We had Sherry, who made this delicious, like, dip on Sunday. And Sharon, her husband, Brian,
had said to me as he was leaving that he wants to listen to the podcast now. He was like, when you guys started that show with tequila shots, I was like,
Well, he was fun. He was really cool to talk to.
I scared the shit out of him on Saturday night. So Connor and Mike were sleeping on the couch upstairs, and Brian was laying down on the other side of the couch, and I thought that it was Matlove's TV. So I went up like in his face and was like, "Hey, what you doing?" And it was like dark, and he like jumped like 20 feet in the air, like, "Whoa, sleeping?" And then he told me the next day that he had like just finally like fallen asleep. And I like,
mistake.
But yeah, he and Sherry were super cool, and I hope that they come back next year too. It was really awesome to get to put a face to a name that we've been seeing for such a long time. Matlove's TV was a newbie.
Yeah, I was
super so awesome. Excited. I probably also scared him by giving him a million hugs when he showed up.
He snuck in. I didn't even see him arrive. And then, like, at some point, I was like, wait, there's somebody new here. Like, were you?
Right. He was kind of hanging on the fringe. Yeah. You know, you arrive late. It can be a little intimidating. But it was like, oh, I feel a presence. It's like, what?
Yeah.
I'm missing somebody. Great. There was another newbie this year, wasn't there?
I'm looking at the picture.
I just pulled
the
up
a wonderful
my phone.
Group picture, which unfortunately I think a couple of people had left at this point. But
was Mike, Renee, Connor, and Rob.
Okay.
Who's her other newbie? Theta.
Gail had gone before, but not last year, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
At one point I was like, oh, and your sister. They were hilarious. Can I just say, like, I did not. Okay. So Gail, like from PO, like I kind of knew that she was chill, but like, I don't know how chill, and Cards Against Humanity really brings it out. I was like, the things that they were putting down and that they thought were funny, I was just like, damn.
Right? They were hysterical.
He was like a real pull ahead win. Like from the jump was like, oh, she's going to take the whole game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, things you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, these respectable women are throwing down some
little filthy.
Oh, I know. They were hysterical during Cards. Oh, John Sterling, John randomly showing up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So, speaking of just sneaking in.
So John had been in training in Washington, D.C., and the morning of, like, he had been posting, like, here's what I'm up to. And, you know, everybody went to MIMS and kind of forgot. And then all of a sudden we exit the MIMS thing, and John is just fucking there in his car. And he was like, and he throws, I think, toilet paper at somebody or something?
No, it was because the timing couldn't have been better. And I guess like he had said that like he drove from DC, he went to your place and nobody was there. So he was like, oh, they must still be at MIMS. So then he like tears down to MIMS. We're all literally exiting the building, getting into like all the different cars. And he just like tears into the parking lot, stops the car, gets out. I think it was toilet paper or something, throws that at someone, is like, all right, peace out. And all of us are like, wait, what just... wait. Who? What?
John? Any of that? What? That is amazing.
Amazing.
That
right?
is so good. I wish I had seen that.
It was wild. Like, it literally took me like a good 5 seconds to sort of like piece together what had just happened.
Yeah.
Which so also funny. Tells you my state upon leaving MIMS. Great podcast. But it was just like, wait, what?
Yeah, that was so awesome. Like, that was a great moment. Yeah. And do you remember on Saturday night that I wasn't there for this, but somebody told me that you and Gott had like a serious abortion debate.
Oh my God. No. So here's the thing.
Well, what happened? So, there is a degree of what happens in Raleigh stays in Raleigh. So whatever you're comfortable with sharing, but yeah.
Oh no, it's not. I mean, okay. it's nothing like that. Like, we had been talking in PO, and I feel like there's also maybe a degree of what happens in PO stays in PO, but sometimes I talk shit about PO in here. So
yeah, but I usually cut it out, so don't worry.
Okay, so, like, this has been going on for, like, a good number of weeks, where, like, I'll throw these things out, and, like how does this and this compute? Like, how can somebody believe this and also vote for this? And he's been telling me this whole time, well, you know, let's, like, have a conversation in Raleigh, and, like, we'll all explain to you in Raleigh.
So this has been going on.
This has been building up.
So she reached across the aisle with her Stretch Armstrongs.
So first of all, Gott gets to Raleigh when we're already at MIMS. And so just saying, like, already not sober. But I think he caught up. And so then, later.
Oh, don't worry. He caught up.
So he somehow, three times. I don't even know how this started, but it was like all of a sudden we were in this abortion conversation.
If you fell remember, into please, an abortion talk.
Please write in and tell me, because I remember we weren't even like sitting down. We were like had just come down this, like, we're close to your stairs, yeah, downstairs. So I don't even know, like,
oh my god, it's probably in the back of one of the fucking karaoke videos. Let's see if we can live what you're saying.
But like, again, like, I really couldn't tell you how it started or how it came to that or why that was the thing that we're talking about first. But I remember having this moment as we're talking about this, where I'm thinking, why the fuck are we talking about abortion? Why am I always talking about abortion? I don't want to be in this abortion conversation. This isn't actually what I had wanted to, like, converse about. Finally, I think eventually we just, like, dropped it. And then I don't know. And then we never really had the actual conversation. So
next year.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah.
Put a pin in it. That's so funny. Because then you guys just decided to sing the Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah.
Let's just sing it out, man.
Yeah. Well, at some point, like, there was talk about, like, oh, we didn't even have, like, a got tequila together. And then, oh, the bottle's empty. Well, it's not quite empty. There was, like, one shot left that we split.
Oh God.
No.
This is a great lead in to the next morning. We were all like, Amanda and I, like, we hope Shandy's okay. But to your credit, Amanda, she said to me, oh, our girl can rally.
I figured you were gonna be okay. It was might have been rough going, but you'd be fine eventually.
Eventually.
Shandy did text us, and what do we say to the god of tequila?
It was so rough the next day. Like, I could rally when I was like 20, but it was hard. I stayed in bed until like 2. But like, the housekeeping came at like 8:30 because I hadn't put like a do not disturb, and so They knocked on the door and woke me up, and I had to be like, no, thank you.
Oh my God.
Not today.
Not today.
Housekeeping, not today.
But that's what, because we're going to get into some feedback, so I'm sure we're going to rehash some of the stories. But on Sunday, other than popping Amanda's geocache cherry, everybody met back at my house. We did burgers. We did the annual Cards Against Humanity game, which I am so freaking proud of us, because we got through 3 rounds this year and it wasn't 6 hours long.
It's true. It's a very reasonable length.
It was incredibly reasonable length.
And everyone was satisfied.
And I was satisfied. So I got my first ever black card in Cards Against Humanity. At least I got one the first year, but I don't think that I've ever gotten one. So I was so excited. I was so mad because Amanda and Elena and JP all could have given me one because I thought I had really, really funny ones, and you didn't.
Who eventually gave you your card, though?
You!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You redeemed yourself.
Yeah. So none of that.
It was clear pandering, too. I was like, I wouldn't even play this, but you know what? She's going to pick it.
Yeah. You really set yourself up for success. You're like, there's no way she can't pick this.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I feel like people don't like when it's pandering, but I'm like, you're supposed to play to their personality.
Oh, I agree. That's usually how I like to play.
Yeah. But I never do. And I guess that's why I never won.
Yeah. Well, but also I was dethroned this year, so not really a winning strategy for me either.
That's true. But Elena, who was one of the female winners last year, was one half of the winners this year.
She was, her and JP. They proved to be a really solid, solid team. Well-matched team.
They were a pretty formidable team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good pairing.
They came from behind and like...
Yeah, they really
didn't let that stool get in the way.
Get stride.
And then after that, so we had an upstairs crew and a downstairs crew. The upstairs crew played Cards Against Humanity, and we rewatched The Long Night before we watched the most recent... a Game of Thrones episode. And the downstairs crew played Fireball Island and rewatched Hard Home. And I went back and forth because I had to see the battle scene in Hard Home because it's like the most amazing ever. I think Hard Home is my favorite ever episode of Game of Thrones. But and then I did the upstairs thing. The downstairs people were elitist and refused to wait for the upstairs people to watch it. And they watched them ahead of time. But whatevs, guys. We had more fun because Jana made us popcorn.
That's true. And it was delicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now we get into the portion of the show where we praise Jana for being
the most amazing
person that's ever been a person.
Oh, my God.
That cake. She made this delicious chocolate peanut butter cake with like homemade peanut butter frosting and like Reese's peanut butter cups and pieces and peanut butter eggs, which like I didn't even know was a thing, but like what? And it was so delicious.
It was so fucking good.
It was really good.
So fucking
good. And the popcorn was delicious. Everybody was like really into trying to make Shandy taste some popcorns. Which I thought was funny.
That's true. Put a little Old Bay on mine, tried to entice you, and you were not today. Not today, Old Bay. Not today.
I mean, unfortunately, on Sunday, my appetite was a little jacked up. So.
You know what we should have done, Amanda? We should have given it some like tequila flavoring on Saturday night. Oh, and then
right. Just a little.
On Saturday night.
Yeah. Game of Thrones, Jana. Jana had an idea and she wrote in to us about the name of our Game of Thrones rewatch podcast that we have to do. and she said she came up with Dames of Thrones.
Love it.
Ooh.
Love it.
How is that not a thing? That is a great title.
Dames of Thrones.
Yeah.
I like it.
Quite clever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But and then the weekend didn't end there.
Nope.
It went on for another like 15 hours that night until I was done. The next day, everybody went to lunch at Steak and Shake. Then we went to the museum and we did more geocaching. And then Dan cooked a delicious lasagna. So Dan got there on Sunday morning this year and he made lasagna for those of us that were left. And it was really good. It was delicious. So thank you, Dan, because I had the leftovers for dinner tonight. And I was like,
oh, nice. Ooh,
still good in the reheat.
good lasagna should be good in the reheat.
Yeah.
I kind of
should be maybe even better.
Should be maybe even better. That's how you know it's a real good lasagna.
That's true. I kind of want next year him to make lasagna for everyone so we don't have to do hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah.
But it's too hot. It's too hot for that. But maybe he can do it on Saturday instead of doing the pizza. Yep. Or maybe we do half of the amount of pizza and then he does the lasagna. So that way he doesn't have to cook like for 500 people.
That's true. Well, because you figure it's probably meat lasagna. Yeah. So rule some of us out anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's okay. I chose this life.
And then they watched the Game of Thrones with Jay, Jack, and Nick live last night. And I posted our show, but I was so tired that I posted the show but forgot to put the audio in it. So that was great. Sorry, guys, about that. That was my bad. I realized this morning, I was like, why is it not showing up in my whole enchilada feed? And then I realized I had not, in fact, put the audio in. But I also did that for Game of Thrones as well because I was so tired that I opened up the tab to get the uploaded audio to put it in to make the post and really actually had the thought last night, What was I doing? Why did I open this up? I guess I'm done. And then like went to sleep. And then this morning I was like, oh, I didn't actually post them. Oh, my bad.
Sign of a good weekend. Sign of a good weekend.
Yeah. Holy shit.
So, all right, that's what we had to say about it. Let's do some feedback. Let's see what everybody else had to say about it. Oh, actually, before we do this, let's take our commercial break. Plus, I have to pee. Sorry.
I was just thinking I have to pee. I missed the first pee break.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do that silly little commercial. Then we'll come back, hear what everybody else had to say, get some more feedback, and everybody can go home. Okay. Bye. Well, okay. You know, see ya.
Yeah. See you on the other side. Please don't actually go away. Yeah.
No, please don't go away. All right, we are back, and we are now going to hear what everybody else had to say about it. About it. Now we're going to hear what everybody else had to say about the weekend. Woo, what? Gil starts off, Gail starts us off with a reference to the Cards Against Humanity game. And she said, the Michael Jackson cards should have won. The three of you have amazing chemistry. Love the karaoke. Dennis found his song. Lots of talent and very entertaining. Yes, so here's the Michael Jackson card. So I was on this quest when I finally revealed to everybody that I was a black card virgin and really just wanted to win, like, just one round. And Amanda had just broken my heart, but I was like, I'm going to persevere. And
who picked your card? Who gave you that black card?
You did. You did. You did. Eventually.
Yep. Continue. Continue.
So the question was JP, it was Team JP and Elena, and it was something like, your child gets $10,000 a month in reparations for what reason? It was something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah. I played Michael Jackson because, hello, and I should have won. The consensus was that I should have won, but I didn't win, and I got really mad. I did one of those, like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, so then they felt really bad because they were like, oh, that was our second choice. And I was like, I'm always the bridesmaid. But in the end, Amanda hooked me up. Another notable Cards Against Humanity thing was when Greg played the Hillary Clinton card to God.
Oh my God.
And he picked Hillary Clinton to win.
I forgot
so he
about that.
Finally that voted so for epic. Hillary, guys. We did it.
Yep. Yep. We did it. We made it happen.
We made it happen. Oh, so we good. Were in the room where it happened, right, Amanda?
We were right there in that big old room.
He held his nose and closed his eyes. And Gail, I have to say that you and your sister are so awesome.
Oh my God.
So fun.
You're
so much
both
fun.
Coming back next year. And that's not a question, I'm telling you. yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So JP said, I'd love to see another, that's what she said, face off next year. The entire weekend is so much fun. You're surrounded by people who are either letting you hang in their home, in their place of business, or by people who are simply letting you be a part of their lives. I always relate the weekend to the Breakfast Club. Aww.
Aww.
And I will be the Molly Ringwald of that. Just saying. Was for Halloween once. On the street, we all would probably walk right past each other. But these podcasts have brought us all together, and I know we're going to be friends for life.
Aww.
Oh, that's really sweet, JP.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
That's really sweet.
I have to say, out of all the things that he said there, the most true thing was people simply letting you be a part of their lives.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that.
Thanks for being a part of our life, MVJP.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Moving along, Brian says, great weekend, lots of love and laughter, all brought to you by the Glatfelters with their huge hearts and brave spirit.
Oh my God,
Brian. I feel like I have a second family that is in many ways more accepting and open than my real one. Aww. Love to everyone and the army of honorary brats.
Yes.
Okay. And now can you say it again with the southern twang?
Right. Okay. Sorry. Let me try. Brian, I apologize ahead of time. Great weekend. Lots of love and laughter. All brought to you by the Glatfelters with their huge hearts and brave spirit.
Yes!
I feel like I have a second family that is in many ways more accepting and open than the real one. Lots of love to everyone. And the army of honorary broads.
Oh my God, that was so good.
I'm sorry, Brian. Please still be my friend and love me.
You're channeling Brian. I like it.
No, that was awesome.
That was great.
And in case anybody hasn't put it together, the Brian that we're talking about is the Brian that was our DP specialist.
Yes.
In the episode that we friend talked about in the dark. Oh my God, I love that. We have an army, guys. We have a cooler army than Danny and Cersei put together.
That's right.
Is it as cool as Dumbledore's?
Oh.
Debatable. We have to see.
Yeah.
Oh, and Greg said the Army of Honorary Broads sounds like a sweet title for an episode of TV.
Yes.
Jessica wants Brian to talk about our hooker. That they saw leaving the hotel in the morning. And Gail's not sure about the R part, but Brian says, we did see quite a woman with a humongous suitcase and possibly no pants enter the lobby.
Possibly no pants. How does someone possibly not have pants?
You know, there's sometimes those things that you're like, is this a shirt or is it a really short dress?
Is this a shirt or is this pants?
Long shirt, short dress? Meh. Her shirt strategically clung. And now I feel like I should do the Brian accent, but I haven't had tequila, so I'm not quite capable. Her shirt strategically clung to one shoulder. Okay. As if she were about to free one nipple at any moment. The suitcase jangled as if it contained chains or some other metal hardware. Her walk can best be described as John Cleese doing a walk from Monty Python Ministry of Silky Walks while while channeling Little John silently in her mind. All done with 100% total confidence. After she checked out, the clerk looked at us and smiled. We asked if she was wearing pants, and the clerk couldn't tell either. She speculated she might have had a dress on that she hadn't pulled down under her shirt. As the woman left and disappeared behind the hedges of the hotel, her head continued to bob up and down until she disappeared. Whatever she did and wherever she was, headed there were no F's given.
All right, then.
Nice. And then Brian also says, a big highlight was getting a win in Matt's what she said from the legend himself, Matt.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
It was kind of awesome. So, Matt, you have to come back next year because we can't play the game without you. And JP's going to be so sad.
Yep, it hinges on you. No pressure. Yep. Please come back.
Drake said, in homage to Adele, I set a fire in the rain. He did. So Drake, it rained on Sunday. So Drake did the barbecuing or the grilling or the cookouting or however you say it in your vernacular. And it started to rain. So they had to carry it down the stairs underneath my deck to do it. And it was really funny because I was very anxious. And at one point I was like, you guys are making me anxious. He's like, then go inside. And I was like, okay, fair enough.
Was this the, how many guys does it take to,
carry a grill down the stairs? Yeah.
Well, and Gail does say that, the hamburger was better than the one she had the following day. Ooh, shade.
No shade at the steak and steak and shake. Okay, it was really funny. She went to take a group picture and she couldn't figure out how to take the picture. Remember, Shani?
Right.
And Jay,
in her defense, it was an old school traditional.
Yeah, it was Dan's serial killer camera. But Jay literally put her finger on the camera for her after she had two failed attempts, and Jay was like, "I'm just gonna move this
straight here."
Oh, cameras are hard.
Yeah.
Brian says, one of the best parts is always seeing the broads. You are three amazing women. I am so happy to call my friends. And Ro, which we didn't even talk about Ro.
Ro makes my heart happy.
Ro is seriously, she is like a bouquet of roses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that.
Yeah. She's just wonderful. But she says it's all about the people. The location was super. The food was yummy. The drinks were potent. The karaoke was engaging. The games were exciting. The Game of Thrones viewing was enthralling, even though IMTK3000 it. The talks were scintillating. The humor was spot on funny. Everything was basically a joy. Yet through it all, what stands out are the people. Best group of people I've had the pleasure to know virtually and now in person. # grateful. # broads rule. # ramble on. # J&J Productions forever. # is it time for the next year meetup?
Yeah.
And then JP follows up with, while saying goodnight to Shandy Saturday night, I was listening to her trying to talk about meeting for breakfast, but in my mind I was trying to figure out whether she was going to fall into me or backwards. Little winky eye tongue emoji and heart happy smiley face emoji. Nothing but heart emojis for you, Shandy.
Well, thanks.
Then Brian
never did make it to breakfast.
And then Brian follows up with, you have the same effect on me.
To JP.
To JP.
Don't know if you're going to fall into me or. That's what she said. Yeah. Jessica says, almost home, just the Chicago light to go. Wanted to also say how great this weekend was. I love you all so much. I feel so honored to call you crazy people, my friend.
Oh my God. I can't believe we haven't talked about Jess. Like, I love Jess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was really sad that we didn't get to see Jess on Monday. So next year, but she got to go stay at the Sterling's house. So she got to see Angie.
Oh, true. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times. Yes. But yeah.
She got the complete set.
Yeah. Jess, next year, you're doing a Gas and Cheese set off. And you're doing karaoke. So start thinking. We'll make Nick go on your team when you do the Gas and Cheese set off, because we're going to make him come. We're going to require his presence at this event next year. Okay. Next.
Ro says, just listened to the broadcast from Saturday. Damn, I miss you people.
Oh, you were there.
And that's why Ro's the best.
Yeah.
Ro's, yeah. Everybody's the best. And then Elena said, I was listening in the doctor's office waiting room with headphones and laughing out loud.
So Scott comments, John Sterling and the Q-tips.
So the Q-tips was what he brought, not toilet paper.
Not toilet paper, yeah.
Oh.
Because everyone needs Q-tips. Nothing else comes close, except maybe besting Lesser in the That's What She Said round. And that kitty cat. Oh, and Shushgate. And all that.
Galaga.
What is that?
Galaga. It's the video game in the back.
Oh.
It's the arcade.
I love how Shandy's like, what is that? And you just repeat it. Galaga.
And all that Galaga. And that cake. My God, that cake.
We did talk about Jada's cake.
Oh, yeah, so
for
good,
real. Oh my God, for real.
So good.
And then Matt said, one of my favorite moments for me that stood out was Amanda leading a small group of us into singing The Circle Game by Joni Mitchell. It was really beautiful, sincere, and just fun aside from the party. Thanks, Amanda. I missed that, Amanda.
Yeah, we were out in the driveway, like getting some air, and I don't know what made me think of it. I think it was actually something that Matt said, and the song just popped into my head. And as most things in my life, when an idea pops into my head, it inevitably becomes a song. And there it was.
Maggie says, staying up late talking with good friends, playing Fireball Island, playing Cards Against Humanity, the live broadcast, and watching one of the last episodes of Game of Thrones with the people who I watched my first episode of Game of Thrones with 5 years ago. Season 4, episode 1, premiered during the 2014 meetup.
Yes! This was the meetup. We all watched it at my townhouse downstairs, and I was 32 weeks pregnant with Zach.
Oh my God.
And Susan, who hasn't been here since then, I think, she's a licensed massage therapist, and she gave me a prenatal massage, and it was like the most glorious, relaxing Game of Thrones viewing experience.
Nice.
She taught me some stuff that I've used since. Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Interesting. Matt says, I will never forget that look of death you shot me while playing Fireball. Our trust may never be the same. LOL.
Yeah, and that was to Maggie, apparently.
I was going to say, was that to Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jay follows up with, the sense of betrayal was palatable. And then Drake follows up with hashtag Cave Alliance. So I have insight into this. Apparently, the game of Fireball Island, which was the reason why everybody left so late on whatever day it was at this point. first game they teamed up against Drake and he got really mad. And then apparently Maggie was going to win and they ended up like stopping her from winning. And Jay was like, she was so pissed. And then separately, Drake and Dan also told me like, oh, Maggie got so mad.
I am so intrigued by this game, but at the same time, I kind of like,
you wouldn't have the patience
not knowing
for it. I don't have the patience for it.
Right.
Yeah. It's very, very confusing because it looks like you're playing again like Candyland.
Yeah. Well, they have a rule book they have to follow, even though they play it all the time, because it's just like so nuanced, the game. And they call the rule book the Constitution. Oh my God. Because some of them want to interpret it by the book, some of them want to interpret it more liberally. Yes, it's really funny. Because they make a lot of decisions like on the spot, apparently. Yeah. Sorry, Maggie. You're going to get them next year. I promise.
Yeah.
We'll help you in some form.
Yeah. Moral support. Jess says that Jana deserves a huge shout out. She is a goddess, and I don't know how that woman does so much for all of us. We love you, Jana.
Woo! We do love you, Jana.
Yes.
100% fact.
And Matt's what she said, says that Jana was this week's weekend secret weapon, hashtag that cake.
She is every weekend secret
weapon. And Scott says, I'll never look at a late night meal of rotisserie style chicken the same way, thanks to Jana.
Jana always comes through. Yeah. Rotisserie style chicken for the win.
Yeah.
Love that girl. She's the best. Michael says, Abroad is officially Miss Pac-Man champion after this weekend, even though some men got blisters working their joysticks to beat her. Just another amazing weekend overall.
Oh, my God. So Jay has the Galaga and the Ms. Pac-Man arcade games back there, and he has the leadership board up front. And Renee has, you know, was like, oh, I haven't played in such a long time, and I really want to, but, you know, whatever. And she sits down at that Ms. Pac-Man table and goes fucking beast mode, and within, like, 5 minutes has beats Jay's high score that he has worked a year for, and just blows it out of the water, and then keeps going, and yeah, so we have a broad on the board.
Nice girl.
The arcade. Girl.
Yeah, high five Renee, but it's awesome. And the blister thing is because JP played it and has it had to get a Band-Aid for a blister. So that would be not MVJP. good times. Dennis says, Amanda and I have agreed to bounce naughty words and phrases off each other over the coming year to prepare for our revenge on Team J. Polina.
it became very apparent that if Dennis and I want to continue in the game, we need to up it. We need to up our game. We need to train in the off season.
Yeah.
So we've decided to become allies and help each other improve so that we can come back ready to fight to reclaim our titles next year.
Amazing.
Well, JP says that Team Anus doesn't stand a chance.
We'll have to. Well, maybe if we can come up with a better celebrity name.
Ryan suggests Team Dananda.
No, Team Anus.
Team Anus it is.
No offense. I can accept that.
Oh my God.
Doesn't matter what you call us, so long as we win.
Yeah. All right. Since we've been doing a lot of talking, we're going to get into the voicemail shemales portion of our evening. So we're going to start off with a phone call from Greg. This was his pre-drive down, I believe.
Hey, Brad, it's Greg. I'm actually calling from the road en route to Raleigh. Don't worry, I'm using hands-free Bluetooth. My hands are on the wheel, and my eyes are on the road. Hope you guys are having a great day. I just got done finishing up last week's episode. And the only feedback I have right now is actually about the popcorn topic. I do think that popcorn can have a lot of different toppings, and one that I have grown to appreciate more in recent years is, like Colleen said, less salt. But instead of salt, I still do a good bit of butter. But what I've started to recently do is adding candy. Specifically, what I found to be the best combination is crispy M&M's. I usually don't pour it in the bucket itself. I usually have the popcorn on one hand, the crispy M&M's in their bag and next to me. And I kind of grab a little bit of each and put it in and eat that. It works really well. That's a really good combination. I do recommend it. You're right. This movie, it's summer. Movie's coming out. There's going to be a lot of popcorn flicks. I'll definitely be doing crispy M&M's with popcorn soon. All right. I'll see you ladies soon. Bye.
All right, Shandy, what say you about that?
I'm on board with that. I'll allow it.
Oh!
Interesting.
We're starting to turn you.
Well, there's still two separate things, and you're, you know, I feel like I can accept that.
So you don't like the co-mingling?
Yeah, it's It can commingle in your mouth.
but no not time in the same prior. Bag. Prior yeah. No time prior to arrival.
That's yeah. what she said. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that he clarifies that he's using no hand Bluetooth.
Yes, I do appreciate the safety.
Safe driving safety first. Is very important.
Yeah.
And shout out to Greg also for having driven me around a bunch in Raleigh. Thank you very much for that. So I extra appreciate the safety.
Yeah, it was
seriously, thank you.
It was really awesome to see Greg like again and hang out with him. Especially yesterday where I got a little bit more one-on-one time. So I can't wait to see you next year. And then he also sent a email to follow, we'll bookend it. He sent an email for, that was his before, here's his after.
Okay, so Greg writes in about Raleigh 2019. Hello, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. I hope I was able to slip this in on time.
Oh, you and Dennis both got yours in just the nick of time.
Just wanted to send in a quick email about the Raleigh meetup. I can't believe how fast the weekend went by. It was another incredible weekend. Growing closer with old friends, meeting and making new friends, and so many wonderful conversations and interactions. It's hard to narrow it down to just one thing that stood out, so I decided to bring up something that personally has a tremendous positive impact on me. Where I am at right now in life, most of my friends I see regularly were made through my job. I haven't met many people outside of work. It's just where I'm at right now. We used to hang out outside of work at times, but with various changes earlier this year, it's not really something we do much of anymore. But even when we did, we weren't necessarily an affectionate group, given that we still maintain professional relationships alongside any genuine friendship there is. Okay, this next point may be a little odd, but let me explain. Because of this, I don't generally get hugged or high fives or shake hands even, which generally isn't a big deal within those relationships since so much is work-based. But since those are mostly the people I know, healthy physical affection interactions isn't really something I receive often. I've always viewed hugs and the like as a healthy and clear way to show someone that you accept them as they are and view them as worthy of that affection and friendship. As you all know, our group is super hug-friendly. True dat. So Amen. What stood out to me this past weekend was receiving friendship and care through hugs. It's not anything crazy or weird, really, but those small acts of expressing friendship really mean a lot to me, especially right now. I truly cherish my time with everyone, and I'm so grateful for all the love and care shown to me. We all come from different walks of life and stages of life, but our love for each other is so clear to me and binds us together through time and distance. So until next year, I'm sending the biggest virtual hug that I possibly can to anyone who was around this weekend. I guess I went on a little longer than I was planning.
That's what she said.
Bye. Thanks for everything. P.S. The live show was super fun.
Yay.
I agree. Oh,
Craig, that was super sweet.
Yes.
I'm sending you virtual hugs right on back, buddy.
Right on back.
Yes, definitely.
All right, let's do another voicemail. This is from Matt's What She Said.
Hey, broads, it's Matt. I just want to say it was really great to see all of you wonderful people this past weekend. I was very happy I was finally able to come. It was my first time going down, and I'm glad I was able to do it with all of you. It took a long time to get there, but in the end, it was satisfying and totally worth the wait. I can't promise anything, but I really want to come again. And now that I got that out of that's what she said out of the way. Yeah, sincerely, I had a lot of fun. I was really happy. It was cool finally meeting all you people, broads, honorary broads, and everybody in between. I've been kind of a part of this little community for a while, and I've only met like one person before. But it was a great weekend. There was lots of great food. Jana with that cake was unbelievable. Getting to watch Game of Thrones with everybody, even though the episode was kind of, but it was a lot of fun watching it with a lot of people. And, I guess kind of the one minor thing I want to say is just, unfortunately, I'm not a person who really, starts the conversation. I will usually kind of come in, But so there's a lot of people at these get-togethers. So unfortunately, I didn't get to say a few things, but I certainly wanted to say good job, Shandy, on starting Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and good job, Connie, for starting The Good Place. I do have some quick recommendations for some female-created piece of pop culture that I've recently been enjoying. I got a book called Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy by Karen Abbott. It's about spies working during the Civil War. Oh, and did I mention these spies were women? Dun, dun, dun. It's a really, really interesting look at the work of espionage back in the Civil War from two Union spies to two Confederate spies. One of them was a woman going undercover as a man in the Union Army. And there was also, like, women who were kind of, ended up becoming kind of celebrities for what they were doing for their cause. Yeah, really interesting stuff. If you, if you're a history buff, and you want to see a kind of a chapter of history that's not been recorded as or mentioned as often as a lot of the other stuff in the Civil War, and certainly the Civil War has been talked about a lot. But yeah, Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy by Karen Abbott. I give that a recommendation. Next one is a series called Pen 15 on Hulu. Yeah, of course, that's the joke. It was created co-created by Maya Erskine and Anna Conkle. It's about it's kind of like them playing fictionalized versions of themselves going through middle school and all the awkwardness that enfolds. Maya Erskine in particular just really nails this particular just awkwardness of being kind of like that early teenage years where you're just it's really funny. Like they kind of get into like one of them discovers masturbation. You know, they also get into, like, and all these other kind of stuff that, like, kind of, the not the high school stuff, but, like, kind of the, you know, because high school has been kind of mined by a lot of shows, but we don't really see a lot of junior high stuff, and this does a pretty good job, and does it in a very funny way, so, if you're, like, watching Handmaid's Tale this summer, and you need something to lighten the mood after a particularly heavy episode, I would fire up Pen 15 after that. And finally, I know this has been running long. I have seen a film ahead of time. I was able to get to an advanced screening of Booksmart, Olivia Wilde's directorial debut. It stars Caitlin Dever and Beanie Feldstein. They're two very studious best friends who have, you know, had their nose to the grindstone all through high school and are going to like these very fancy colleges. And the night before they graduate, they find out that like all the people who just kind of partied and messed around are also going to very nice schools. So they try to spend the night, you know, kind of making up for lost time and having that kind of one crazy night kind of thing. And, yeah, it's very funny. It's, you know, you could kind of say it's like a female Superbad, but it's not really, you know, they're not really looking to get laid or get alcohol for a party like in Superbad. They're kind of just looking to enjoy themselves. And, yeah, it's very funny. I think the two leads are very good. You know, I've been a fan of Caitlin Dever ever since she was on Justified. And Beanie Feldstein has been really good in just about everything I've seen her in ever since Lady Bird. So, yeah, that comes out in a few weeks. So I would definitely recommend checking it out. The humor, kind of the attitude, the philosophy seems right in step with broadcast ideas. So I would definitely recommend checking out Booksmart when that comes out. I think it's the 24th. I think it's Memorial Day weekend. So whatever Friday that is, check it out. And a quick recommend. It wasn't created by women, but it does involve women. Pose comes on Netflix on May 10th. So By the time Broad's Day comes out, it should be available on Netflix to stream. It's about LGBT people of color in New York City in the late 80s. They kind of form this little subculture where they do like fashion shows and all that kind of stuff. So, I'm about to hit 7 minutes, so I think this is about it. I'll talk to you broads later. It was great meeting you, and I'll keep in touch. Bye.
Matt, it was so great to meet you, too.
It was so good to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like we said before, you're coming back next year, because we would be upset if you didn't, and MVJP really needs you to also be there to host the next year's. That's what she said off. Yep. All right, I think that is where we are going to stop for now. We've got all the Raleigh stuff out of the way. We have a bunch of other feedback, but we're going to save that for next week. Yeah, because I think right now we want to leave you satisfied and smiling. We don't want to leave you with more than you can handle. So thank you again to our patrons. Thank you to everybody that listens to the show. Thank you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Joanne with a Plan, Maggie the Magnificent. And we didn't really talk about Joanne this weekend, because Joanne remained as amazing as always.
Yes.
I was so glad, and I hope that Joanne can come back next year. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yay! Joanne, Maggie, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Drake, who is no longer the Drake. He is now Drake the Distributor.
And if you were in Raleigh, you'll know why.
If you're in Raleigh,
if you weren't in Raleigh, you should come next year.
That's what she said.
And I don't know why.
Because he had all the marijuana.
Okay, I do know why.
He distributed a lot of pot brownies to a lot of people.
Yes, that part I knew.
Okay.
Just slow.
But no, thanks to everybody that was able to come this weekend. We had such a blast, as you could tell by the fact that we just spent almost 2 hours, who knows how long it'll be after editing, talking about it. It was, you know, we're so lucky. I don't want to say we're so blessed, because hashtag blessed would be like the most fucking millennial thing that I could say, and I'm not ready to go there yet. But hashtag lucky. Yeah, just thanks so much, everyone. And anybody that's interested in coming next year to hang out, hit us up. We'll give you the information. Yeah, it's just a really fun weekend, and it's really great to belong to a community of such wonderful people. And there's been a lot of comments at me about, like, opening my house to people. And I think that's funny, because it's not opening my house to strangers. It's opening my house to friends. Like, I trust Jana to be able to, you know, make a cake in my kitchen, or Dan to cook lasagna when I'm not supervising, or Sherry to make a dip over the stove, or Scott to play Galaga without, like, breaking it. No, I'm just kidding, Scott. I'm just teasing. Or Drake to barbecue, grill, cookout, whatever you call it. Like, you're all my friends. You're all grown-ups. You're all, you know, people that, like, I trust to in my home. So it's not really so much as opening my home to a bunch of people. It's just having my friends come over to hang out.
Aww.
Yeah. Really
well,
glad.
Thank you.
And I'm really glad that nobody is mad at me for my Mystery Science Theater 3000-ing Game of Thrones. Which the internet.
It really was not like that.
No, it really wasn't that loud.
Well, in my mind, it was.
I could barely hear you.
In my mind, it was. And
no, you said like two comments and they were funny.
That you heard. Poor Jana, though. Jana sat in front of me, and I, like, hugged her neck and, like, made all of my comments creepily into her, so that way she said nobody would hear. Because Jana remains, you know, the motherfucking greatest. All right, but anyway, thanks guys so much for listening. Sorry, this is a little bit longer of an episode than usual, but, you know, I hope it left you satisfied and smiling, like I said before. On that note, we are going to take next week off, so you have plenty of time to get through this week's, but I guess if you're here, it doesn't matter, because you've already got through it. So we will be back with a new episode on May 24th. Enjoy. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.